Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle, an enduring truth for your daily life.
Yesterday, we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word of God. He was indeed God in the flesh. We read in Scripture that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But where would we be without the written Word of God? Even before all the books of the Bible were written, Solomon wrote, "Without revelation, people run wild, but one who listens to instruction will be happy." Now, there's some question as to what the Hebrew word here translated revelation actually means. Some Bibles translate this word as vision, others as authority, and some others as prophecy. But no matter what word is used, the context points to God's wisdom that has been revealed through His chosen prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Consider what happened when the children of Israel, particularly during the time of the judges, did whatever they wanted. Well, it led to idolatry, immorality, anarchy. Yes, as the proverb reads, people ran wild. But thank God, we have the written Word of God to direct us. Paul wrote to Timothy, "Be diligent to set yourself approved to God, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed." When Paul wrote to Titus regarding the qualifications for a local church leader, he was to look for men who would teach the faithful message, those who would encourage with sound teaching. So, as we soon begin a new year, let's remember this Bible principle. To discover God's will, we should meditate on God's inspired Word.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org.